Welcome to Teach Kids, a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Today's episode of Teach Kids is about helping children whose parents are going through divorce or separation. It's common knowledge that half of marriages end in divorce. And of course, this doesn't account for all the children who live with parents who may never marry but experience a breakup. Divorce and separation can cause damaging effects on the lives of children. What emotions do these kids experience, and how can we help them? Divorce can mean loss of a stable home life. It's an emotionally draining time for parents, so they don't have the emotional strength to give their children the love and care they need. This alone has a huge effect on the child. Normally, after a divorce, the budget tightens because of major legal costs, an income reduction in a single-parent home, and sometimes moving to a new school or neighborhood is involved. All this can be traumatizing for a child. Even if children are reassured that it wasn't their fault, hearing arguments over themselves leaves them wondering. It's so important that parents do their best to ensure that their child feels loved and valued. Not every child who lives through a divorce has to be scarred. Involving trusted mentors and friends in the process can also help your child feel secure. However, if abuse was happening prior to the divorce, the child can actually feel more secure after the divorce because the abuse itself was a trauma. Kids who have experienced divorce or separation can face a wide variety of emotions. Anxiety can be paralyzing. They wonder, who will take care of me? Will I have to move? Will my parents stop loving me? Many children lose all sense of security after a parent leaves. Fear can begin to take over. And other emotions such as anger, resentment, and depression can take hold of kids. Children may battle severe depression after going through a divorce. There are many things that we can do to help a child who is going through a divorce or a separation. Let's talk about four things that can help you as you engage these children. First, listen to the child. If you hear a child in your class who has experienced divorce or separation, try to find time to listen to him. Ask him questions and allow him to talk. Be sure to ask questions he can answer. What happened? What are you feeling on the inside? What can I do to help? And as he talks, listen for the emotions he may be experiencing. Second, give focused attention. Always talk to the child on their level. Look her in the eyes so she can see your concern for her. Getting on eye level makes her feel like you truly care. Because parents can be so distracted and overwhelmed by the conflict during this time, the child quite possibly may just need some focused attention by a caring adult. Third, tell the child it is not their fault. Children are so quick to blame themselves and need to be reminded that this is not their fault. But be careful to not put down their parents or give them false hope that everything will be better soon. Although the child may hope that his parents would reunite, often that's not the case. Having a caring adult show the child value can help him with the self-blame struggle. Fourth, direct the child to talk to God. Help her know that God loves and cares about her. She can talk to him about her feelings anytime. Give her some scriptures like, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. Pray with her and help her to pray herself, expressing her feelings. Assure her that she can tell God everything she feels, and God loves to listen, even if they aren't good feelings. And explain how no human can be a perfect parent, but God is a perfect father. So in short, the four tips for helping a child who has recently gone through divorce are: listen to him, give extra focused attention, tell him it's not his fault, and help him talk to God. May God bless you as you teach kids.
Teach Kids is a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship.